Welcome to the Mother Forkin' Podcast. Where we feed you some real shit on parenting. Hi, Celeste.
Hello, Megan. How are you doing?
Oh, just dandy. How are you?
I'm good. You know, life is good. Can't complain. Another day.
Another day in the life of Celeste Charles. So
That's right. This
I'm really excited because we, meaning me and you, have not done a solo episode.
No, we have not
in a while.
We haven't done any updates. We haven't had time to just do us.
What is time?
Right. So I am very excited as well. Like we always say, it's our time to catch up as well. So I'm ready to just kind of like see what's been up and talk to our audience. And we miss these conversations. We've got a lot of people, you know, saying that they miss these just chit chats as well.
So quick life update here. What have you been doing? How old are the kids? Where are they? How's your husband? How are you?
Right. Okay. You know, besides the normal stuff we always talk about, the kiddos up and down with them being sick. I think we've just all accepted that it's like a young age thing. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they're just full of germs, but we overcame another one of those little bumps of having on and off days of just forever being sick with the kiddos going back in school. But last week they went back and I was like, yes, take them.
Right.
And so, and they thrive.
I love you so much, but I also love when you go to school.
Seriously. And, you know, I'm excited that I can tell from their expression, and especially with Nico being, by the way, he will be two next month in November
23rd.
Yes. So, I can just tell by his little expression and just his just emotions that he really enjoys being there. Enzo's come a long way as well. He will be four in February. So, they're doing good. So that's their little update on, school. And as
for you, are you done having kids? Like a for real question. are you going to go on for another one?
We are going to go on for another one. And that's kind of like been in the works and in the talks, amongst everything that life throws at us. Right. But, actually there's a lot, of background stuff that's been happening. And I've kind of mentioned it in our previous episodes where Justin and I have had, a little bit of a bump or
just rough patch with
rough patch. And so we figured out a lot of that thanks to therapy and, you know, just doing the work. He was recommended to see a doctor for his testosterone. And so that was a big thing that was affecting him mentally, physically. And so he actually does need testosterone, but a part of that, the doctor was like, you know, you guys really need to think about it and talk about it because this affects fertility. So then that kind of went back to me and then us and then our plan. And so, I feel like I've gotten my anxiety and my mental health, like besides the usual, like it just comes and goes. So far,
I have to interrupt you for a second and say how proud I am of Justin for doing this, because I feel like a lot of men that I know would probably just brush it off and be like, whatever, it's not a big deal, because maybe they don't want to admit that they have a testosterone
issue that
they have to get resolved.
It was hard for us definitely to even get there. Because
how old is Justin?
He's 31.
Okay.
And he's just low in his levels.
Has he always been that way? Does the doctor know, or
through time? And I don't think he's always been that way, but, health wise, he's definitely not the healthiest. So that was another, thing that was brought to his attention, which was good. Mm-hmm. He, has high cholesterol and yada, yada, yada. So definitely. So
hold on. Sorry. I'm thinking in the minds of like, well, first of all, myself, but the audience, what does it mean if a man has or when a man has low testosterone, what does that mean for his health, for the fact of you guys trying to get a, have another baby?
Well, it was definitely affecting us in the way, well, for starters, I don't want to say he was slacking on his part, but it did feel that way. It was kind of like low energy. I'm tired. I'm dragging. And that's besides the normal. I work, I'm coming home, I'm exhausted. Yeah. And I noticed that. And then obviously that'll affect you sex life wise. You're just like never really in the mood. You're so exhausted. You'd rather just pass out. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like where we were getting to. And it really was just not working for me. And so these were things that I brought to my therapist, and that's when she was like, okay, this is kind of like you're getting to that you know, red flag zone of like someone's got to figure this out. And so when I brought it to his attention, it sucked and it was hard. Having those conversations weren't, it just wasn't like, it was awkward because, you know, like usually you fight and then you get over it. But if something is really serious, it really alarmed him and woke him up to where he's like, I really do need to figure out this shit if we're going to like make it work. And,
well, it just goes to show what type of person and man that Jay is, for the fact that he's like able to recognize that, okay, maybe something isn't right. And okay, maybe I do need help for that with this. So that's awesome that you two are able to.
Yeah. And it also, like I totally agree. And I'm happy for him, for us. But mainly for him, because who doesn't want to live, you know, life to their fullest and feeling like they have energy and feeling motivated. Right. And so it helped a lot that I had a friend, that a close friend actually, where her husband was having similar issues in the past. And, you know, he went, and it turns out that it's actually more common than we think. And he also needed to, you know, get a higher dose or just doses of testosterone to help. And his life has changed. He actually fully got off of his antidepressant medication. And their sex life is amazing.
So speaking of sex, like, do you guys like, when this starts happening and starts kicking in, are you guys like the Energizer bunnies and you just keep going at it?
Okay. So it's funny because both of them have warned us separately. I'm talking about this couple in particular.
Yeah.
She was like, just letting you know, I mean, it's like a different person. Okay. And then
is he like the a guy, sex machine now?
I mean, pretty much. And then, so
no shit. Him,
he told Justin personally, aside from, you know, being in a group, whatever, but he was like, yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, you're gonna want to have sex all the time and la la la. So I was like, that would, you know, like it'd be nice to just experience a different kind of spice or level. But so in that process, they did warn him that like, if we plan to have kids, a lot of people have trouble with fertility with after the medication. So they're like, you guys need to decide that. And I'd rather y'all figure that out before you start getting help for this. In the meantime, exercise, eat better.
Has he been? Because I know Jay's love of exercise.
He actually lost weight, and he hasn't lost weight in, I don't know how long. He's always kind of like plateaued at a certain number and he's been doing macros and he's.
Wow, Jay. Out.
Yeah. So I'm
hats
really
off
proud
to
of
you,
him.
Man. That's awesome.
Yeah. So then, as far as, I go, I just did my physical for the year, and that was something that I brought, to light to my doctor. And there's a million options, which is really awkward for me to hear because, you know, I had two kids and I, you know, thankfully we didn't have any issues conceiving or anything like that, but I did bring it up to her saying that, you know, okay, like he has this. And so she was saying, well, you know, you can always like, take his sperm and like store it and then this and that. And it was just kind of like to like hear, because I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like
we didn't do that with our first two.
Yeah.
Kids,
it was just like a lot. Yeah. I think that's great that there's so many options for different people. So you don't have to feel like there's this timeline that really like, you know, but, I think we do want to. So, I'm currently weaning off of my, medication, and then we'll go from there and we'll see how I do, with a few months or a few weeks or whatever she recommends just without it. So I'm not gonna lie. I would completely be lying to you if I said I wasn't scared, but I'm tapping in and getting in tune with things that I need to,
Scared. Why though? To get off these medications?
Yeah, because I feel like
you feel good.
Yeah, I now feel you're balanced, like, I feel good. And it's always scary. Because no one likes to not feel in control. Right. And right. So that's my thing. And my moods is a huge thing, but, it's been nice to talk to him on a different level about, like, okay, we have things that, you know, what are we working towards? What are we doing? And for him to be like on my side and be like, do we need to put the kids in school longer? And just like have all these plans and options. So that's what I'm going through. So a lot of, inside family stuff and, yeah.
Cool. I love it.
What about
great,
you, Megan?
Great life update. Oh, what about me? There are a crap ton of things that have happened since the last time we've really been able to truly update each other. Even outside of like just you and me talking outside of our podcast. So, well, first of all, I think I had mentioned this before, but, we were looking at purchasing land in Maine and we finally did that and we closed
Congrats,
on it in the beginning
dude.
Of October. Yeah. So that was really awesome and exciting. And I don't think it's really fully sunk in yet because, okay, yeah, we've got land up there, but haven't visited
so
it yet, right? We haven't visited it. And for anyone like just tuning in right now, we are currently located in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So we've got this land in Maine, which is a great investment, but we haven't walked the land. We are going to my parents' house for Christmas. So we'll be able to walk it then and kind of figure out, you know, cause I mean, there's trees there. So we have to clear it. We have to put the road in, we have to put the electricity, the sewer, everything. The well, everything. Yeah. So, and of course with that comes money and we need to save back up. So we're focusing on that. It's a little bit scary, but, and I know Christo had a little bit of a harder time with it, but I was just like, you know what? It's an investment. Absolute worst case scenario. We have to keep it for a year before we want to turn around and try to sell it because of, you know, capital gains and all that. But, worst case scenario, if we want to turn around and sell it later, we can, again, it's an investment. It's okay. He's like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's so, it's your dream. Like,
yeah.
You know, I've said it before to you. I see you and your family in Maine. It's yeah. where your heart is. And so who wouldn't want to put their true roots down where, yeah. you know, you want to be.
I am a little apprehensive though, in the fact that I've always said, I don't want to pull the boys out of school and have them keep bouncing around from school to school. Adrian he just turned 5 in the beginning of October and he is thriving at pre-kindergarten right now. He absolutely loves it. He cannot wait for kindergarten. He's making his little friends. Briggs is in daycare, isn't too thrilled about daycare, but then once he's actually there for the day, he's like, oh, I don't want to come home. I'm good. So he's doing well there. And like little kids and everything are always asking about him and stuff like that. So I know that they're making friends and it's just like, come time to when, I don't know what, 4 to 5 years from now, they'll be in fourth grade. So it's like, we pull them out from the kids that they've been making friends with. So that's where I'm having a really hard time with it, but that's like future down the road. Who knows what's even going to happen from between now and 5 years. So, trying to just focus more on right now, the present. So that's what's going on there. Christo and I don't really have time to connect ever because he's always out working. I'm working a crap ton, especially now I'm moving into a new role, more on that in a second. And I feel like we're just so like not connected and it sucks. And we're always saying like, we got to get a babysitter. We have to go on a date night and stuff like that. And it's nice that when we do finally have conversations, it's like, oh, okay, good. Yes. Here, this is it. This is what I need. Like communication and connection. And we just don't have that right now. So something I'm struggling with, but I'm also like, it's temporary. We're going to get through this. And also things that keep me going are like going to Maine and knowing mm-hmm. that my parents are going to be there and I can be like, hey, let's go on a date night, you know, and do something together. So hopefully we'll get there soon. But yeah, as far as work goes, I mean, it's just busy. It's been busy, and it's only going to get busier. We've got someone going out maternity leave, and I'm taking on her stuff. And we had someone leave, and he started the podcast at the company. So I'm taking the podcast on because, well, she's the one that has experience with the podcast.
That's awesome.
So it is. It's fun. I actually started an LLC. It's called Social with Megan because I really want to focus on social media and helping small businesses build up. It's more focused on Instagram. Understand and utilize Instagram for their small businesses. So I had to put that a little bit on the back burner because of this new transition with work. So I'm hoping by the end of the year, I can at least get my website finalized and get my first product or service out there for people. But yeah, it's,
I love that for busy. You. It's definitely up your alley and you're good at it. And you're just such a great people person. So why wouldn't people want help from you? And Instagram and friggin' social media is always changing and there's always totally. This and that. So people are definitely like, what is going on? I need help. So I think that's so good for you. Congratulations on all the things that you're doing. And I tell you all the time that I'm just always in awe of you. So keep it up, Megan.
Thanks. There's just so many things that I want to do and just not enough of me to do it and not enough time to do it. So I feel like, okay, like what else can I do? What else can I get my hands on? And I really have a hard time just slowing down and focusing on the present and the moment. And I really need to start doing that more. I am getting better with doing that with my kids. Cause a lot of times it's like, well, no, I can't do that right now because I'm working, or no, I can't do this because of this. And so now I'm just like, no, stop saying no, just focus on them, what it is that they need, spend a few minutes with them, and then go back to what it is. Cause all that work and all that other stuff is always going to be there. Your kids are only going to be 3 and 5 for a year. Yeah, and exactly. You know, as well as I do, that this stuff goes so fast. Like, really cannot believe that I have 2 kids that are in school, you know, preschool, school age. It's just, it's weird. So it just goes by fast. And that also leads me to kind of want to talk about burnout. And that's kind of where I have been at. I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I totally believe in Mercury retrograde. We got out of our last one. It lasted for 3 weeks. And actually the last day of it was last Monday, October 18th, but it was very trying. And I felt like this was the worst Mercury retrograde for me. And I was just tested so much. And, I was ready for it to just be over. And it's weird. And I don't know if it's just like in your mind and you believe in something like that. So then as soon as it stopped, it was almost like it was a light switch that went off and it was like, oh, things are kind of back to better, being better. And you feel a little bit better and more clear in your mind. So
no, I agree. Yeah. I feel it too. I'm pretty sensitive to that kind of energy, but I'm glad you're better.
Yeah. For now. Anyway. And then until the next one comes around, which who knows when that is, but not until 2022, at least. Yes. So yeah, burnout. I mean, this is something like I actually, part of my Bookstagram that I have, and I posted about it a few days ago and people were like, oh my gosh, it really resonated with them. They were just like, I feel this totally. And what do we do to get out of it? So for me, the way I define burnout is when I just come to this like mental block of no creativity whatsoever. And I feel like I'm a pretty creative person in my work and in my Bookstagram and, you know, my personal business and everything, my personal life. But all of a sudden it was just like, I just had no desire. I was exhausted. I just didn't want, I felt like I was just so overwhelmed and just so had so much on my plate. And again, going back to taking one thing at a time, which is very hard for me to do. So I think the first thing though, is that you recognize that you're dealing with this and maybe you just kind of embrace those feelings. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. This is just me kind of talking my feelings out loud, but
yeah,
maybe embracing those feelings and then again, taking one task, one thing at a time, or how about you just stop everything and just let yourself breathe and relax and just take a big break. Cause I know that. That's what you do. I know you take a break, right?
I do.
And you're just
I
like,
do.
No, I'm going to disappear off the face of the earth for a little bit.
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, you're right. Like life is just nonstop. And if we don't pump the brakes a little bit, then I mean, we're just letting so much time go by and we're not really in the moment. We're just there existing and, you know, getting burnt out. And yeah. So, yeah, I love the idea of just however you have to do it. I think that accepting that is a huge thing, especially for you. I mean, I don't want to give you a title, but I feel like you are a workaholic and you like to stay busy, and which is, it's not a bad thing. It's probably, you know, helps you cope with just things like you need to be doing something. And so it's probably really hard for you to just say like, okay, maybe I should say no to this more, or put this on the back burner, or yeah, just kind of like, this can wait another week, this could wait another day. Mm-hmm. And that the accepting part is really hard, because that's when we truly admit to ourselves like, okay, this is, I can't keep doing this. And then yeah, allowing yourself to just kind of like, let it all out and do whatever you need to do. And I call it like a quick recharge or a boost, mm-hmm, or just like whatever it is to kind of just snap you out of that funk. Cause, yeah, I know exactly what that is, and I feel it more than I'd like to, but that's life. And that's kind of what makes us appreciate the good times, right? Is when we have those like bad moments.
Yep. And that's why well, I feel like I cannot really say no to work, because I mean, that's my income. That's how I get paid,
oh, of course,
you know? And then with my Social with Megan business, I've, like I said, kind of put that on pause right now until I can come up for air and figure out my time management and when I can work on this, because obviously I've got this full-time job that goes well beyond 40 hours a week. And there's just more and more work being piled on. It's a small company. We wear so many different hats. So it's like, there's so much work being piled on, and when do I have time to do all these other things? But then also besides work, I've got my family, and that really truly comes number one. So I need to make sure I'm always there for them. So where do I fit in the playtime with the kids, the connecting time with the husband, the work? Oh, you've got your little business that you want to get going. And then there's the podcast, and then there's the Bookstagram. So it's like so many different things, which you're right. I need to know when to say no and to stop. I've been actually declining lots of books to review for my Bookstagram and saying, no, I'm good. I've been, instead of reading books that a publishing company or an author wants me to read, I've been reading books that actually I want to read. That's what I did for the month of October. I was like, you know what? Screw this timeline of books that I need to get to because someone else says I need to get to them. I'm going to do it based on what I want to do. So,
because anyway, we forget about the purpose, right? Like, what is the purpose of you even having a Bookstagram and enjoying reading,
right,
if it becomes daunting and a task? And so I think that applies to anything in our lives. Like, you know, there's a lot of things in our homes that we take for granted, and just all these experiences and opportunities waiting to happen, but we don't stop and admire them a little bit more. And I think obviously it's easier to say than to do, but that's why I don't get mad when like things go bad, because it always allows me to be like, okay, what's happening here? Like, we got to figure this out. And so there's always, it's always work. It's always problem solving and figuring out what can we do to enjoy and have a better quality of life. I know for us, especially when school started, the kids, I mean, I've mentioned it before, I'm a stay-at-home mom. So like, I don't mind them going to bed like before 9:30, 10. And that wasn't a huge thing for us, cause they would sleep in, they'd wake up like at 8:39, and I'm like, okay, cool, I get to sleep in. But, Nico is our early bird, and he would be up at like 6, and I'm like, heck no. And he would still sleep late. So they needed a routine. And so, they're at a really fun age where visual is like they get it. They're like, oh, this is tomorrow, and they can see it. They just thrive off of that. So we started doing a family calendar, and we move it every night. And then the school days have a picture of school and, you know, whatever. And then purposely and intentionally, we put surprise Friday day. That might mean us going to ice cream when Justin gets home. That might mean going to a restaurant. That might mean going to a jump house. And we're tired of shit, you know, Friday night. I want to just be at home, but the kids love it because it's like, is it Friday yet? And so it's giving us memories. It's, they're going to always remember doing something fun Friday. So Enzo,
I might have to steal this.
Oh yeah. Enzo calls it surprise night. And so that way it's kind of like your family date night, you know, you're getting, and it can be so simple, like literally, like, we're going to go pick up ice cream. That is your surprise. Yeah. So we didn't commit to like going to a jump house or anything, but we've been doing that. We have a place not too far from our house that is like an indoor kid place that closes at 10. So we're like, score. I mean, it's late as hell, but they love it. So
yeah.
I think that when we have stuff like more of like a plan that you can kind of like mess around with, but like it kind of reels you back in. It gives us like that sense of like, oh, this is what matters. So yeah, that was a good thing that we've changed and enjoyed doing so far.
I love that. And so let's talk more about these things that we need to rely on and fall on to help us get through these times of feeling like we're super overwhelmed or that we're in this huge burnout phase. I love to spend time with my family. I think it's super fun. Actually, I have something that happened to us a couple nights ago that was really cool. And it's kind of like a pay it forward.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So with Halloween recently, there's this thing called, and I don't know if you've heard of it before, but it's called You've Been Booed or We've Been Booed or BeenBooed.com. Yeah. So it's BeenBooed.com. And all of a sudden, it was Sunday night. I was sitting on the couch with Briggsy. We were watching some dinosaur show and boom, 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 boom. I hear this knock on my door. I'm like, what the hell? And I'm not going to answer it. Sounds like a freaking cop like banging on my door, but I don't know. And so I'm just sitting there and then I hear Crystal come downstairs and I was like, hey, can you answer that? He's like, sure. And then I look at the monitors and I see two people run from the house and I was like, what the heck? So he opens the door and there's a bowl, a Halloween bowl full of Halloween type of candy decoration, stuff like that. And then on it was like, you've been booed, stick this on the door if you've been booed so you don't get booed again. And then we went to the website and it explains all these things like go ahead and pass it on to someone else. So I got
that's so cute.
Yeah, I got a bunch of like Halloween related stuff. Anyway, we pass it on. We did it last night with the family and the kids thought it was fun. They went with Crystal to the door. We're laughing the entire time. So just things like that. I love it. Like, let's be outside. Let's do these things. Let's go to parks and stuff. But sometimes it's also like, you're right. As parents, we're so freaking exhausted. We don't want to do anything. And then we end up staying inside and just getting in that routine. And it's like, no, we got to do all these other things and just do.
Let me tell you how much harder it is personally for me to be out since COVID. I've just I've become such a homebody. Like I'm usually one that can kind of like, I like being out and about, but now it's like the more I'm like, just I get way too stimulated.
Yeah.
So being at those places for me is really hard because I'm like, man, I'd rather not be here. But my kids, you know, your kids need it. They need that interaction. They need the fun, the chaos. They just love it. So I love that you guys did that because they're gonna remember it. Like I always get amazed at like the things that Enzo remembers. Yeah. I'm talking about like crazy stuff that I'm like, did that happen there? And then Justin's like, yeah, he remembered it from like when he was two. I'm like, what the heck?
Right.
And so your boys are going to remember, like, remember that one year we booed this family or whatever it is.
And so, actually, another thing too, that we started doing and not as a family, but me and Adrian, is we used to read books all the time, like five books a night. It was, and obviously they're little board books and they take like 10 minutes to read, if that, but we kind of fell out of that, which as me as a reader, I was like, damn it. Why? What happened? But I still, every so often he'll pick up a book and just look through the pictures and stuff. And I'm like, all right, cool. Now that he started school, back when I was in school, there was this program through Pizza Hut called Book It. And I participated in it, and it used to read X amount of books a month. And then as a reward, get a free pizza. So yeah, well, not just a pizza party, but like a personal pan pizza. Oh, you go cool, to Pizza cool. Hut, you get your, yeah. So that's what happened with Adrian for this month of October. And I was like, that is so cool. And we did it and we read 10 books and I was like, good, get back in. And I told him, I said, even though you've already read 10 books and the month isn't up yet, doesn't mean we don't have to keep reading. Like, let's continue doing that and working on that. And by the end of it, he would just keep repeating the words so he could read along like with me.
Sight read it.
Yeah. So
oh, I love that.
Yeah. Things like that. It's just, I just want, I'm big. My love language is quality time, man. I just, yeah. I love it. I want to spend time with, excuse me, people that I really love, especially my family, and really cherish these moments because they are just growing up so quickly. Yeah. And it's like, what, where is all this time going? So I want to make sure that they have a good memory of things that we're doing and just hang on to it and be like, I want to do that when I'm older or with my kids or whatever, you know?
Yeah. See, and then if you decide to do the little, I'll take a picture and send it to you, but like the little whiteboard calendar that I was showing you, that'll kind of be in there. Like we have that, like read a book before bedtime. So they're like, here's the book. And so you're kind of like, oh shit, like I gotta read this book, but you know,
right. Yeah,
they look forward to it. And then you, like you said, you build those memories. And I think that there's a huge importance with you saying that your love language is quality time. I think we need to remember as mothers that we are individuals as well. Mm-hmm. And so giving ourselves quality time, I will say that is my hardest, like that's the hardest thing for me, is to step out of the role of being a mother, because I am in it full on. And it's not to say like, oh, I feel guilt. It's just like, it's just easier for me to just get shit done here. Mm-hmm. Then have, you know, like it just flows better, but I need to remind myself, get the hell out and like spend time with yourself.
Yeah.
And so I think that, I mean, you probably even struggle with that too. Just like,
I mean,
doing things for yourself and getting out.
I'm okay with the opportunity to do that and be by myself. Like I'm more than okay with it. However, what I'm not okay with and I need to get better about is saying, hey, Christo, my husband, my father of both of our kids, I am going to the store. I do not want the kids with me. They're going to stay with you and you can hang out with them for an hour or two. And I'm going to go do this for myself. That's what I struggle with. Yeah. I don't struggle with being like, bye kids. It's mommy time. Like it's,
just I don't, kind of like being vocal about like,
exactly about what is
normal.
Like, yeah.
Stay home with the kiddos.
For whatever reason, I feel like it's a burden to him. And I feel like he might be like, that's not fair. Why do you get to do that? When in reality, every Saturday night, he goes and plays soccer all the time. And he goes to a friend's wedding if he needs to go to it. And he's got his work stuff that he still does overnights with. And like, I understand those are really like the work stuff's not really, you can't get out of that, but you know, just stuff like that. And I'm just like, I just need to get that out of my head and know that, no, you need to support me as my spouse.
You need to normalize that. And you're only going to do that by being more vocal about it and just doing it consistent and more often. And then he'll be like, oh, okay. Because it is different and it is weird. I know for me, most of the times that I get to be by myself and have my self-care moments and just be by myself is on the weekends. And, you know, that's the day where like people want to come over or can we visit or, so it's, I remember the first times that Justin's family would visit and hang out with him would be the day that I get my lashes done or I get my nails done. And they're like, oh, you're here with the kids by yourself. And it was like,
see, whoa. That's what they see. You but know, like, I'm like, all week, by the way, I've been
exactly.
Them.
So now they're like, good for her. Good for her. So I think that we do as mothers, we need to like normalize that more and just do it. Just do it.
100%. I agree. Yep. Speaking of which, I need to get my nails done. However, I did, I don't know if you can see these. We're on the Zoom.
Yes.
So she can see me right now. But
black nails?
No, they're actually dark, like eggplant, plum, deep plum.
Oh, cute. Okay.
And they have sparkles. And it's one that you just like paste. It's not paste. You stick on. But it's not a stick on. It's like the actual nail polish. It's not a stick on nail. It's just a stick on nail polish. And my mom gave it to me a year ago, maybe. And there's like four different colors and stuff. And finally I was like, I knew I wasn't going to have the time
to
get my nails done anytime soon. So I was like, I'm going to just do it. And I did it and probably took 10 minutes. Smells just like nail polish.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You've got your base coat, your color, and your top coat in one. Yeah. It has not chipped or anything. And then, so you put it on and then you just nail file off the rest of it and then that's it. But yeah.
That's so awesome. This is kind of like a random, not random. It's along the topic of kind of like just, you know, checking in with ourselves. What, I don't think I've asked you, but what makes you feel the most like you doing what makes you feel the most like you? This is like pre-kids, pre-marriage.
Wow. Great question. I really feel, and maybe this is such a cliche answer, I don't know. But anyway, when I am with my sister, my mom, my dad,
100%.
Because
you need to go back to Maine.
Yeah. I just feel 1,000,000% myself when I am around them. Obviously, I feel 1,000,000% around myself, yeah. But when I'm with them, it's just because they know me through and through. They know,
like, you feel complete.
Totally. Yeah. And I don't feel judged whatsoever. And they know my sense of humor. They know my sarcasm. So if they say something and I just say something back and it sounds super bitchy and like, how dare you talk to your family like that? Like from the outside, they know. And then we just laugh about it. Versus if I try to act that way and say that stuff to even Christo, he'll get all defensive. And I'm like, dude, I'm joking. Like, don't you know that by now? We've been together for so long. Relax.
Like, but he still doesn't get it.
Yeah.
Humor and just the way
he doesn't. And even a lot of times I just laugh about stuff that he definitely doesn't laugh at. And Adrian doesn't either. Sometimes Briggs will. I know Briggs and I are more on the same line of the humor stuff, which I love because he laughs at actually the other night he was laying there and he farted and he just laughed and he got into that giggle. You know, when you laugh and you just keep going and going and then
it's calm like a down. And,
yes. So that's what he did. And I was like, that is my son. Yes. I love it.
Definitely your son.
Yeah. Which... So I think being around my parents and my sister, 100%. What about you?
And it's so interesting that you chose people like, you know, that really is your love language is quality time. For me, what makes me feel the most me pre-kids, pre-marriage is, just, I would say creativity.
It's, yeah.
In any form, really, whether that's through art, whether that's through, I don't know, creating, making.
Well, so you say that and I'm seeing it because you are doing all these friggin' fun and I'm so envious that you A, have the time to be able to do this and B, the creativity to do it or also the patience because Lord knows I do not have patience for shit. So you're making these, what's your latest project? What is that thing called? The Hutch?
Yeah. There's a lot of words for it. See, I don't even know the words cause I'm so new to it, but it's like it's like a cabinet, like almost like a China cabinet, if you will.
Yeah.
Kitchen
storage of liquor storage and space. Stuff. I call that a hutch. I don't know. But anyway,
I don't even know the lingo really. But yeah, see,
so you're restoring that, you're restoring chairs, you're restoring all this, your bedroom, the wall, the accent wall and everything. I'm just like, this is amazing. And I wish I could do that. And I'm sure I could, if I really, really put my mind to it and did it, but I'm just like, I'd rather just hire someone to do that and just make it pretty. But I envy people like you who are so creative and stuff like that.
I think
so,
that like, how I was saying that I really enjoy creating, it's the after part that I'm like, so I feel so like, it's just like a reward for wow, like I get to admire this, that like my work was put into that. But yeah, before we've never had a style. You would talk to me about like furniture. You talk to me about like spaces, interior design. I'd be like, yeah, that looks ugly. Then that's okay. It's not my style, but I figured out, what I really like. And obviously I like, colors. I like pops. I never really cared too much for vintage or like older looking things or classic designs or stuff like that. But it's funny because Justin, like, he loves that stuff. His family is the type of family that'll pass down a painting and so forth and so forth, like shit like that. And I didn't have that. So I'm just like, I don't see the significance or the attachment to that. So yeah, we've had a lot of shit. I'm not gonna lie. This is me confessing, but I would be like, can we throw that in the fucking attic? And he's like, what the hell? Like, la la la, you know? And I'm just like, sorry, just like, I don't know how it's going to look in here. But now that like I combined that look with the accents and the pops of color, it's amazing. So cool. He's happy. He's on board with me starting projects. And so, we're back to doing that, and, it feels good. So I'm excited. I've managed to make the time. So
yeah, I mean, that's what you have to do with anything that you really want to do, is make the time, and you can. So for people saying, oh, I don't have the time, you really do. You just have to make the time. It's funny, cause you sent me a person's reel that you got the inspiration for that hutch. And I started looking through her profile.
Ooh, beautiful.
And then there was one where she took her almost the color that we have here on the bedroom. It's like the cherry walnut, like that deep, dark brown, almost black.
Cherry kind
Excuse
me.
Yeah. And she made that into black, and then she added the, what is it? The gold.
Yes.
Hardware. Excuse me.
It's crazy, and, right? How that transforms things.
Yes. And I'm like, oh my God, if we do that with the dressers that we have in this room, and it would end up matching everything that we've got. Yes. And I'm like, I sent Christo that, and he was like, he looked at it, he's like, yeah, that's really awesome. And then the next thing out of his mouth is, oh, that looks like a lot of work. And I'm like, well, then I guess it's never going to happen.
No.
So frustrating.
Yeah, I wish we lived next to each other, cause I would have been on board with that. See, it's so funny because, by the way, my IKEA bookshelves that you can see here, I know that everyone's I built them myself, before anything would overwhelm me. This is definitely before my medications, but like, I definitely didn't have the attention span for that either. Yeah. But, I no longer feel the sense of being like, I gotta wait till Justin gets home, because then he would start getting bitter about shit. Like,
yeah.
What are we building today?
Yeah.
What do you want me to move? And so I'm like, fuck this. Like, I just create
in my own hands. Yeah.
Yeah. The other day, I'm not kidding you, Megan. I don't know what got into me, but I guess it really brings me happiness to change up the energy in the space in where I live. And I'm not kidding. I tore down my closet and I rearranged it to make more space. Like, I tore out the shelves. I tore out the thing where the hangers go. And I'm like, who the fuck am I? Like, I'm like this, you know, builder over here. And so Justin got home and he was like, wow. He's like, why did we never do this? And I'm just like,
I don't know. So, that's awesome.
It's been nice to kind of like,
see, okay. So
to do more of that.
Part of me also is like, I don't want to do stuff like that around the house, because I know we're not going to stay here long. And for I don't want to put in all this time, energy and money where I'm just going to be like, we're going to, you know, obviously there are things in the house that need to be fixed. Totally.
Yeah.
And that will be all fixed by the time that we need to get ready to sell it. Yeah. But to create that accent wall that you have in your room, I want to do that here in the bedroom, but I'm like, why, if we're just going to leave? Yeah. And I understand the whole, well, you're there, you enjoy the space, but really I want to be able to do that in my home,
forever home,
my forever home, or at least my, you know, really long time that I'm going to be there for several years home, you know?
I agree.
So that's where I end up.
It is a lot of work. It is a lot of work. And then for you to be like, I'm not even going to enjoy, or I can't take this space with me somewhere else. That makes sense. I think that's why we were both so hesitant on like even fixing, but I mean, you've seen our house. It's an old house. It's like built in the 70s, 80s. So along with doing like renovations. I mean, we have to get shit done. So I'm like, I'll just throw this. So it's been fun. And then I find a joy in finding like treasures. So that's kind of also why I love thrift shopping. And I grew up with 7 kids. So thrifting has always been like, oh, look what I found, you know, really cool for me. And so that's why I've been able to do the flip. That piece that I showed you cost me $39. And
that's amazing.
It's crazy because people are like, where do you find this stuff? And it is a whole freaking, like, it's a whole job. Like
you need patience for it.
Yeah. I wanted to do that, I could totally do it, but it's a whole job. Like one day I was feeling like, okay, I have time. I'm going to go. Luckily where I live in Houston, there's like, if you drive further out, there is back-to-back thrift stores. And I'm not kidding you, Megan. I went to one and I'd see the same person at the next one. So that's what they do. They pick out, antique looking things, resell. Justin's really into that too, like finding the value of stuff and like trying to sell it. And so it could be a whole job, but yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not there yet. I want to enjoy it. Like you said, I want to enjoy it for the hobby, not to make money, but I could sell that piece easily for $450.
Wow.
I know, right?
Hey, there's your business.
Well, I know. Right there. Well, I told, cause Justin was telling his friend and he's like, oh, $450, that's good. Y'all going to sell it. And he's like, no, Celeste wants to keep it. He's like, oh, that sucks.
So the profit, you bought it for $39 and then whatever materials you used, however much that would be. So your profit, what could it be?
It could maybe be like, well, because we have a lot of stuff.
$300.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Wow. Because we have a lot of stuff. I'd profit a lot of it.
And where then, do you sell these types of things?
You can do Etsy, but that's a bigger piece of furniture.
And they also take a little bit of it.
Yeah. And then, but I've seen a lot of people do the Facebook market.
Oh yeah.
And Justin is so good at that. I don't want to jinx him because he's so good at doing it. But like, I'm like, hey, sell this. And he's like, someone's picking it up today. And I'm like, what the, like, he's so good at it. I'm not kidding. Awesome. My sister one day was like, I got to get rid of this bed to put in the new one. And I was like, I'm coming over, took pictures. The next 2 hours, someone had it picked up from my sister's house.
How cool. I love it.
So,
well, yeah, hey, you know, there's a business venture for you there,
right? Furniture.
Yeah. But, or some sort of interior design, right? Decorating, whatever.
I like it.
That's cool.
Yeah. So anyways,
I love that you found something. Well, no, it's still in topic because it's something that you enjoy doing for you and your creativity. You just said you feel the most when you're creative. Another thing too, while you were talking is I love, actually talking about putting pause on things and saying no and backing off because I just wasn't feeling it is actually my training, which is probably not the best because training and exercise is what makes you feel better and stuff and gives you energy. But it really started slowing down when Adrian started school, because by the time, cause I would go at 6 o'clock, but I would be back by 7. And then I was like, always rushing, couldn't shower. Like it was just too much. And so my trainer and I decided, instead of a 60 minute session, what about 45? Okay, fine. Tried that. But again, and then kids got sick. And when kids got sick, it was like, I was up all night with them. And the last thing I want to do is wake up at 5:30 to go train. So, and I understand these are excuses, but I just mentally was just, it almost started feeling like I was dreading it. And I don't want to go to that place, especially with exercise, because I know how important exercise is for the mind, body, soul, everything, and future long-term. So I was like, I don't. So I just put a pause on it. And then I've been watching what I've been eating and stuff. And I've been doing some exercise along the way, you know, at home. It's only been like a week and a half that I've been taking off, but I need to get back to it for sure.
So, I like that you can, and again, that's what we were just saying. The hardest part is saying like, I need a break, or this needs to just, for a second, it's temporary, be on hold.
Yeah. Even talked about that, you and me, with the podcast.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And we're like, maybe we need to sunset it and just, you know, last year we took a break from basically October to, I think, March or April was our first episode back. And that was good. It was great. Yeah. You know, I had the move and you were dealing with your own thing as well. And then I'm like, man, maybe we need to get back to that because we haven't been able to put out a consistent weekly episode like we've originally set to. Yeah. Yeah. So,
it's important. You got to kind of map it all out and see what needs or what can be pushed back and focus on feeling good and putting your priorities
first. And knowing it's okay. Exactly. And knowing it's okay to say no and be okay with that.
Yes. No mommy guilt behind that.
Yeah. Which is a topic for another day.
Right.
We got to do another one of these soon. But so far we don't have any committed guests. I know there are two that someone's been reaching out to us about, and I need to get back to her. But very interesting topics. But again, Celeste, you and I need to really figure out, you know, is this something that we want to discuss and talk with our audience about and everything. I heard that.
That was like my throat. I don't even know what that was.
You drank and then it like gurgled.
That like was your throat farted.
It's all right.
It was a throat fart.
On that note.
Right.
Thank you for doing this. I actually almost was like, I can't do it today, but I made the time and I'm glad because it's good for my mind and to be able to talk with you because I love you and I have not spoken to you much. So
this is the one thing related I want to say to now that you're saying that is we need to remember, our people that matter to us, right? Like life gets busy and the last thing that's on your mind is checking on Jennifer or Sarah. But like, because they're feeling, they might be going through the same thing. I think that like we think that, oh, I haven't reached out to them in so long, you know, it's, they're going to be like, oh, you know, but I'm the type of friend. I think
everyone knows that.
Yeah. I was going to say like, as you get older and like, as you have more things on your plate, I think people just want you to be like, hey, I haven't forgotten you. Cause I hate when people are like, sorry, we haven't been in touch. I'm like, dude,
no,
don't apologize. To me. Like, you know, so I think that's another good little reminder is like to reach out to those friends and to people that are on your mind, because most likely they're missing you or thinking about you as well. And that's 100% your support.
The minute I ever think of someone I haven't spoken to in a while, I immediately pick up my phone and text them or send them a message on social media. I really do. And I'm like, hey, you just crossed my mind and I felt compelled to send this message. So hope you're well. We don't have to continue on a long conversation, but I'm just checking in just to say, hi, I'm thinking about you. And
I love that you can do that because there's no shame in just being like, don't text me back if you don't want to, just miss you or thinking of you. I love that.
Yeah. Cool.
Yes.
All right. I love you.
I love you. Have a great day. Megan.
Thank you for this chat.
Yes. Thank you guys for always tuning in and supporting us. And hopefully we'll get another episode out to you guys
soon. Sooner rather than later.
Soon.
Bye.
Bye.